what I used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. You are dreaming of what I used to be and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative and lots of other little things I allow to creep into those genres. And it's brought to you by Nigel tonight, myself Nigel, bringing you all this stuff. The rest of the show will be, well, more tunes and a little bit of news and a bit of event information, stuff like gigs coming up and things like that. But apart from that, it's mainly tunes. And tonight I started with the absolutely awesome Mind in a Box, a band that I just love to bits. I love this kind of incredibly intelligent but melodic synth pop they do, intriguing storylines they're doing on all their albums. It's just something that really gets me, and I really would love to see them live, and it seems like that's going to happen, because I'll go into the details of this later on in the new section of the show, but they're one of the bands who have actually been confirmed for this year's Infest. So in August, Bank Holiday weekend, Mind in a Box will be playing here in Bradford. It will be great. I will be right at the front being incredibly excited, as usual. They're one of the bands I've wanted to see forever, and they hardly ever play live, and they seem to be playing a few dates live this year, scattered around the world, and Bradford is one of them. That makes me so happy. You might tell I was slightly happy by that. Anyway, I'm going to continue now with a track from the latest Ice and Tiller album. This is called Swoons Can Drown.
Whispers less.
Well, tonight I haven't really got an idea what I'm doing for this show. I usually come into the studio with a great idea. I'll either have a pile of new stuff and go, well, here's loads of new stuff, or I might have, you know, a certain album or an artist I'm trying to plug a lot or just really into at the time that I'll play a few tracks off. But tonight I think I'm more in a bit of all over the shop kind of way, and I think those last three tracks probably describe that very well. I started out with Ice and Tiller with Swimmers Can Drown from their latest album, Down It, Drying and Falling, which I think only came out a month or so ago at the most. So that's pretty recent stuff. Then we have Cyanotic with Fashion Victim off Medication Generation, which was mid to late last year. Very great album, very stompy, lovely if you like that kind of electronic hard industrial. Then, from years ago, Wumpscut with Crown of Thorns from Bone Peeler. So kind of all over the shop. I think the show is going to continue pretty much in that vein. In fact, I think I've got over here a pile of some really kind of or more classic goth rather than this harsher electronic or industrial stuff. But I don't know. I don't know. That's the kind of mood I'm in tonight. You don't know what might be coming up. But what I'll do for the moment is I will run down the news that I've got, stuff that's worthy of note, I reckon. And like I said at the start of the programme, we have the full lineup of Infest. What has been announced this week is Mine in a Box, Machine and Krieger, KR52 versus Disruptor, and V2A. And VMV Nation and Tactical Sect. That is the bands who have been announced this week, adding to the ones we already had announced, which are Shiv R, Code 64, Alien Vampires, Zotox, Absolute Body Control, Analog Angel, Hokiko, Sonar, and U-Turns. That is quite a lineup, I think. I don't know. It's quite odd. There's a few bands I'm not really that massively familiar with. I know their names. I know the odd track here and there. But I wouldn't be able to, you know, name you a Zotox track or something like that. Although if I was in a club and heard something, I might be like, I think that's Zotox. So there you go. That's kind of the lineup for Infest. It's looking good. It's great to know all these bands this far in advance. The Infest organisers are incredibly organised in that respect. So no last-minute announcements for them. So there you go, that's Infest. Code 64 is one of them bands that keeps popping up. A few mates have mentioned them recently. I think they've had an album released recently, end of last year or at the start of this. And they're a band I've kind of been meaning to listen to more of. Now, I had a bit of Google today and discovered from their 2006 album, I can't remember what it's called now, they released an album in 2006 and had a track on called Leaving Earth. Now, that is available as a free download from their last.fm page. So if you go to last.fm on the internet, search for Code 64, you'll find a free MP3. So it's lovely to tell you guys about free stuff. And from the sound of that, I will probably be buying and playing some Code 64 in the near future. So you'll be able to hear what we're going to be hearing at Infest. It should be good stuff. And other things worthy of note really come down to, there isn't that much news coming around, but Nick Cave appears to be remastering and re-releasing a load of the old Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds albums, and they've got to the point where on May the 16th, I believe, in the UK, they're due to release remasters of Let Love In, Murder Ballads, The Boatman's Called, and No More Shall We Part. Now, Let Love In and Murder Ballads were incredibly significant to me. I was really kind of getting into the dark side of the electronic music and dark side of goth music and all that kind of stuff. And these were just brilliant albums. Certainly Let Love In and Murder Ballads were just somehow so grimy and dirty and twisted that they were just great to listen to. And they still are. I've dug them out every now and again. And they're still out, great to listen to. The new releases on May the 16th will be digitally remastered with a double disc with some extras on the extra disc, and should be a very good item if you don't own the originals. So, or the first release. What else have we got? I've also got listed here Halo in Reverse, a band I've mentioned on the last couple of shows that they're very much sounding like Nine Inch Nails. They've got this whole sound that's incredibly similar to Pretty Hate Machine era Nine Inch Nails, which I think isn't a terrible thing. And I've discovered there's a free track you can download from them. If you go to soundcloud.com and search for Halo in Reverse, you'll find on the Alpha Matrix bit of SoundCloud there's a track called Whittle to an Edge, Cold Painted Soul remix by Halo in Reverse. So you can get your hands on some more free MP3s. Right, that's all I'm going to natter about for the moment. I'm going to continue with some Aria, I think. This is Hearts for Bullets.
Ah!
still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the Fantastic Party for One by Zeitgeist Zero from their last album Dead to the World. And before that we had Aria with Hearts of Bullets from the Hearts of Bullets album. Great stuff from both bands. I think now it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff like that in the local area. Now, it's mainly clubs this time. I don't think I've found many gigs, but I'll run down what I've discovered. On this coming Saturday the 12th of March, we have Darklands at the Stereo in York. That runs from 9pm till 2am. It's £4 on the door, and more information can be found at darklands.org.uk. On Sunday, we have something called Dark Asylum. It seems to be something new that's starting up in Leeds. It's at the Highlight Club, which is in the Light, I believe, near Barriza, where at that end the comedy club used to be. Now, what this organiser appears to be doing is starting something on every second Sunday of the month, and it's going to run from 9pm till 2am. I believe it's now called Dark Asylum, but there's an event on Facebook called Asylum, so if you search Facebook for an event called Asylum, you'll find the details there. That's the only place I could find the information. I think it's £2 in, but I'm not completely sure on that. Tell me if you work that one out yourself. Also on Sunday the 13th of March, still over in Leeds, there is Black Sheep versus Leeds Goth Society. Now this is weekly Sunday night thing that is now weekly so long as it isn't a Flock weekend or a Wendy House weekend. So that matches this weekend, so it seems to be teamed up with the Leeds Goth Society. So I think it's Thomas from the Goth Society who's DJing for most of that night at Bar Santiago's in Leeds. Runs from 7pm, I think I read, till 10pm, but it usually runs till 11. Maybe, it all depends how busy it is. So this one's free entry for sure, and more information can be found at sheepish.net. Following weekend, we have the Everfun Wendy House. That's on Saturday, the 19th of March, at Leeds University Student Union. That's £5 on the door. Two rooms of lots of groovy stuff. You've got the main room of goth, cheese, rock, bit of everything goes on in there. And you've got the mutate room with the more harder dance electronic stuff. And it runs from 10pm till 3am. And more information can be found at thewendyhouse.org. Now, one thing worthy of note is we do have Whitby Goth Weekend coming up at the end of this month. So that's March 25th to the 27th, and the bands confirmed for that are Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, Fuzzbox, Dr. Arthur Krauss, Black Moth, Dutch Order, The Damned, Frankenstein, The Beauty of Gemia, Luxury Stranger and Pink Hearse. So some good bands in that lineup. But the thing is, if you're going to Whitby Goth Weekend, you more than likely already booked it, I'm guessing. I'm not telling anyone anything new that they don't already know if you're interested in going, because usually the accommodation books out really quite quickly and things like that. So if you've got accommodation, great. You're probably going to have an awesome time. If not, I would be, you know, double check the accommodation before you get on the train or bus or in your car to get there. But then again, you probably know all that anyway. Anyway, that's about all I could find for gigs and clubs for pretty much this month in this area. There isn't much going on really locally. I think later on this month we've got Carpe Noctem, but I'll leave the details for that till my next show when it's, you know, a bit closer to the time. But for the moment, I think I'm just going to continue with some tunes. I'm in still in a bit of an odd mood and I want a bit something stompy, so here's some Rabbit Junk.
look at me, who's your daddy now? Bringing you candy, satisfaction guaranteed. It's war, that's what we men are built for. I am entertainment. I bring the battle to your door.
I never wanted, I never needed anything like this.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM and continuing with tonight's theme of not having a theme whatsoever. That was Public Image Limited with Public Image Limited, a great track. Admittedly, it's kind of punky, post-punky stuff, but still awesome, shouty stuff, and I really enjoyed it. I was singing along to that, along with the previous two tracks, Panzer AG with Paper Angels from Your World Is Burning, Panzer AG being one of Andy Lepagua's previous incarnations, and I do believe he was due to play that incarnation at the Kinetic Festival this year, but I remember reading somewhere that a couple of bands have had to pull out, and Panzer AG being one of them. So it's still an identity he has every now and again, but he's obviously much more busy being Combi Christ than being Panzer AG these days. And before that, we had Rabbit Junk with February War from Reframe, which is just a stomping track. I love that to bits, and it's one of those tracks that just made me realise I really do enjoy Panzer AG. And Rabbit Junk, sorry. Right, again, like usual, I might be running out of time, so I'm just going to continue with tunes. Now, the trick now is to remember which CD player I've put this in. Hopefully this will be Burn It Black with Please You. That was, in fact, Berlin Black with Please You from Burn It Down. I somehow managed to mix those two titles up in my head and managed to say Burn It Black, which is not the name of the band whatsoever. Now, you may notice that was from Burn It Down, the only album Berlin Black have released so far, and that was a while ago now. They have been incredibly busy because at least two members of Berlin Black are now members of a band called Luxury Stranger, who have been incredibly busy touring with kind of like Chameleons Vox in Europe and things like that. So they have been busy. Berlin Black is still an ongoing concern, that they're a band that still exists, and they are working on new material, so there will be new stuff. We just can't quite say when, because the chaps are being rather busy with it all. And yes, I have run pretty much out of time, but I just wanted to say thank you for listening. If you've got any information about local gigs, clubs, things like that, drop me a line. The information's available on the BCB Radio website, so go to bcbradio.co.uk and look up DAC Simulation or myself, Nigel Spowage. I'll be available to find on the presenter list or the radio show list. It should be all be on there somewhere anyway. So yeah, drop me a line and let me know about gigs and stuff, and let me know about bands you want to hear if I'm not playing the right tunes for you. I'm just going to keep playing random stuff if you don't get in touch, so it could go crazy, it could go interesting, I have no idea. So yes, thank you for listening, and I'm going to leave you tonight with, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to, that was it, I dug out something forever old, again, something a bit more random. This is Wolfsheim with Approaching Light Speed.
To breathe, I try to think of you. Don't know if trying will do. The silence, a mirror that breaks the lights in two.
Indeed. Approaching light speed. We're climbing.